Blog Talk Radio.
CLWA 3 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The NAWC, for over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Yes, the SAB button on your remote. Good for that. Also good for Super Bowl Sunday, where we don't have to listen to Joe Buck.
Hello, friends. Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am not Nikki Heyman, but I am Carl Chenier. This is the North America Wrestling Connection on the debut on CLWA 3 Network.
Woohoo.
There's Jim Williams.
Rob is obviously too poor to afford the subscription.
No, but I can. There's Jim Williams. Hi, Jim.
Viva la Carl. Viva la Carl. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a man who popped his cherry over the Royal Rumble last weekend. Yes, he popped his cherry.
Jesus.
He's never sounded the same since. He lost the timber in that golden Spanish tongue.
Mm-hmm. The other gentleman speaking there, Mr. VRM. How you doing, sir? Welcome back.
Wow. How many months? It's like, yeah, I know... Josh said, Stryker said, can I press one for English? I'm going to say, can I press two for, shut the fuck up, Michael Cole!
Somebody
answered
you. And actually, I think that was Lawler for the record.
Yes.
All right, speaking of Super Bowl Sunday, a gentleman who lives in the area who's getting pounded with snow. Typho, hi, how you doing?
I've dug myself out of my snow-covered grave here to be here on the new network debut. Should be a good time. And it's good since VRM's already put that language warning into a good use tonight. Good visit there, these days.
We don't hold anything back here. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And finally joining us, Mr. Force, because that's you. Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry I was a little late. I was just calling in case anyone didn't make it, but everyone made it.
Yeah, you're part of the show tonight. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say that I was actually at Raw Monday, and it did feel like after Lawler won, everyone literally was marking out like it was Memphis. So it was quite surreal to me, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Speaking of marking out, we'll get to that.
The markout moment.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't the markout moment of the week, though.
Mm-mm. No. I'm telling you, we'll go over the Rumble. First, some information if you're porting over from the old account. You now come here through blogtalkradio.com/CLWA3Network. Everything else is the same, just a different calling number and all that.
Cool.
Anyway, tonight, Nikki is out doing a show, and Mr. Seidelman is in town as her guest.
Poor guy. I mean, poor Nikki, I'm sorry.
Watch out for chairs.
Wait,
got thunder!
The show layer. Just a heads up.
Mm-hmm. You've been warned.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, you ready to get going?
Let's do it to it.
Do it!
Let's get to Rumble.
It's time to Rumble!
The only thing we won't be going over is pickums because I never got a response from Josh and I had to keep track.
Well, that boy's a kind of a tough soul to get a hold of, but that's okay.
Plus, how can you really do pick'ems with four matches?
Well, we found a way, but one of the matches became kind of a moot point as we'll get to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, here we go. By the way, it is freaking cold down here still, also.
How cold is it?
Well, I'll put it this way. I know y'all going to say, well, you don't know what real cold is, blah, 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 blah. Well, for Louisiana people, it hasn't gotten out of the 40s in 3A's.
Mm.
Above 40, I should say.
You poor, deprived Cajun.
Yes. And here I am sitting in negatives a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Even worse down here, people don't know how to drive in ice and snow.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm not leaving my house. So I don't feel dying this week.
All right, we start with the opening here, of course. We start with the World Heavyweight Title match.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I only caught half the match. So, and this match was the longest of the night. How long did this go, Jim? About almost half an hour?
About 28, 29 minutes almost, yeah.
Wiki's put up the official time as 20:48.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Seems like longer. Okay.
I must say, I got wrong info. Thank you, Russell Chat. Anyway.
Ah.
Kidding. So, this was a pretty good match, the part I saw. And then, at the end, somehow Edge hits a spear on Ziggler and wins the match, still champion.
And a special assist from a one Kelly Kelly, knocking out Vicky Guerrero, and the ref being turned away so that all these things could happen and fall into place.
It will become important later in the week.
Yes, yes, it will. So then we go to a backstage part with Miz, blah, 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 blah.
Awesome.
I kind of like zoned out at that time.
Anytime he can make a dig on Tom Brady, it's gold. I'm sorry. So.
I must agree. Even I know it was the cheap heat, but still, dig on Brady for the win. Patriots suck.
Mm-hmm.
Hey now.
Amen, brother.
I'll stuff it forth.
Sorry. So Miz comes out for his match against Orton. This one didn't go as long. Or maybe around the same time, I'm not sure.
Just
what was the time?
The same time, 1952.
Okay. So, this was pretty good until, as Cole calls him, A-Rye. What the hell?
Yeah. An A-bomb from A-Rye.
This is not sound right. Every time he says it, I want to punch Michael Cole.
He would drop a bomb later in the night.
Yeah, do
you need a reason to punch Michael Cole?
This is true.
Yes.
Why couldn't he get hide and raped again? Oh, sorry, continue.
Oh,
Mike set him straight. Just him.
Speaking of setting people straight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, extended soundboard. Woohoo.
Yes.
Here we go.
We're working on the porting the sounds from the soundboard over, but since Nikki's busy, we couldn't do it this week. But we have a few
coming on
board.
Yes.
So a couple of new ones.
Yeah. Finishing the match here was Punk coming in interfering, hits GTS on Orton, drags Miz on top, 1, 2, 3. And then we had a Cole Orton happen.
Yeah. Yeah. The first of the night.
Oh, yeah. And then we get a guy who was trying to grow a mustache, Tosh Grisham.
Yeah.
To read the statement on Cody Rhodes and his injury, whatever.
I'm so emotional over that. Hardly Simon was in tears over it.
I just enjoy the fact that it involves Rey Mysterio, a man whom, well, his knee brace notoriously took The Undertaker out for a while.
Why CM Punk open?
Gotta give him props on this. The specialized dashing Cody Rhodes stationery. Nice touch.
Yes, it was. Got to give him that. Okay, let's see. Divas title match, Natalya versus Lake Cool. That was advertised, but wait.
Oh, I never sent it. Oh, there you go.
The anonymous GM somehow makes it to the Royal Rumble. God help us.
Indeed.
And I quote, blah, blah, blah. The general manager has added a fourth person to make this a fatal four-way.
So we're all like, woo, this is exciting. This could be it.
So yeah, I thought everyone was like, well, how much longer do I have to sit on the damn toilet until this match is over?
The thrill of victory, the agony of the real reality. That's what comes out and happens.
He comes in the fold here, and she's the new Divas champion after, well, how many minutes? I forgot.
Five.
Five. There you go.
Nothing quite pops the crowd like an Eve Torres appearance.
Yes.
And then
she could be naked and nobody gets into it. Oh, wait a minute, that's a stretch.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then before we get to the Rumble match, we have a backstage portion with Daniel Bryan with Gail Kim. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, Cole's going to make an ass of himself and make fun of it.
He's a loser.
What a dork.
He doesn't even eat meat.
He's a faggot. He doesn't watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Now we get to the main event.
Yes.
Time to go extended with this one here.
Yes.
Out first, CM Punk, the leader of the new Nexus.
Punk Jesus.
But all of a sudden we get all Nexus and Core come out. And we get in a brawl right before we even have the damn Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the Nexus or Core, apart from Punk, is actually number two.
That is correct.
So while that's going on, we hear this fun sound yet again.
Oh, no.
Laptop, I must destroy it. It's a Mac, and it must be destroyed.
Apple juice, edge juice.
May I have your attention, please?
So the email state that all four members and the new Nexus must go back to the back. And then we begin the Rumble match. Number two entrant was Daniel Bryan.
Clap, 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 clap.
And this was a comment on one of the message boards. It said ROH fans everywhere were wetting themselves over this first part.
Oh, absolutely.
This was one of the biggest rivalries in ROH when they were both there. If I'm not wrong here, I'm not sure. So I can back that up for me right quick. So, anyway, we start getting people in. Let's see, Gabriel comes in, Zack Ryder, then Rigo, DiBiase comes in next, Morrison, Spider-Man, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I could not believe that. Happen.
We'll get to why in a second.
Yes.
And then people just keep steadily coming out. Then Tatsu, then Husky Harris comes in, then Chavo. Martinez.
Chavo!
JTG.
Straight out of Brooklyn, yo.
Michael McGillicuddy, you see Chris Masters. Otunga comes in after him. Tyler Rex. Why the hell is he still employed out of North here?
They have no vehicle for him.
Kozlov next. Let's see. R2.
Yeah, this is the part of the Rumble where Nexus is just throwing every single person they can and having basically a 4-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
Slaughterhouse, yeah.
And then our first returnee comes out.
Can you dig it? Sucka.
Not yet.
No.
Kali.
Oh, yes. The great Kali, yeah.
And as VRM just mentioned, this is the part where the Nexus started taking control and started eliminating people left and right.
Indeed.
Husky Harris gets eliminated by Kali before he gets his ass picked up by Ryan.
Welsh Batista.
Yeah, Welsh Batista, yep. Now, Jim, you can say, can you dig it, sucker?
Can you dig it, sucker? And Matt Stryker, your thoughts. You shouldn't mark out, man.
Well, Matt Stryker.
You really shouldn't. Spitter Rudy, Spitter Rudy, and what did he do after that?
He got eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But all the while, Stryker did mark out, bro. So.
I wonder if he was still marking out for him on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Matt Stryker wasn't the only one going nuts at their TV that Sunday when Booker T made the appearance.
I mean, remember, Carl mentioned last week, reading about the Booker T thing, reading about the other person who would come in as well, who we actually called when it came time for pick'ems. But even though we knew the knowledge, you always had that little twinge of doubt because, you know, you hear so many things from dirt sheets. Sometimes you know they're true. Sometimes, they could write a curveball. Still, mark out moment. I literally jumped up and down when he did the spin of Rooney. I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah. And for the footage shot, of course, was for his new Titantron video.
Ah.
If you notice tonight.
Ah.
So after Booker T gets eliminated, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was gonna mention Boston, the Garden going pulsing for the hometown boy.
Oh yeah, Cena comes out and eliminates both all Ryan, McGillicuddy, and Otunga
with relative ease.
And then comes the fun part of the Rumble guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hornswoggle.
Ugh.
What the... Yeah.
And together they eliminate...
What a waste of a Rumble spot.
it was a lot better. They handled the Hornswoggle thing a lot better than I thought they might. But I'm sorry, to give him the same kind of treatment that the members of the Nexus were getting for a while, doing all the eliminating themselves... That was kind of crazy, but Hornswoggle did some crazy stuff.
Yeah, he even hit an AA. Right on Tyson Kidd.
A mini attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm. And then we started getting some core members out. Heath Slayer comes out, but he didn't last long.
Well, he's Wendy. He had to go back and grill some burgers.
And then we get a Kofi versus Cena matchup for a little bit before Swagger King comes in. We're up to 28. Sheamus comes out. And, of course, he's trying to pick out the little guy.
Bella.
He gets rid of Hornswoggle. And then we get Mysterio 29. And then 30 was Wade Barrett. Now, normally, in Royal Rumble history, this would be where the last man comes out. But wait, not yet. We got 10 more to go.
Count it down to 40.
31 is my, come on, Firefox. Dolph Ziggler comes out at 31. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here come the big surprise.
And at number 32.
If you go on YouTube and look for the video, literally everyone started cheering like a madhouse.
A flashback to, I'm trying to think of when he was a real big face. I don't think it was ever a big face. Was he ever a big face in the E?
I think it sounded like Madison Square Garden the night that he pinned Backlund in 8 seconds to win the title.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for the course.
But
and just for Mangel.
Mm-hmm. Which he jokingly said he stopped dyeing his hair gray.
He looked 20 years younger.
Too bad he can't move like he's 20 years younger.
That's true.
But we got details on what Nash signed in a second when we finish the Rumble match here. Anyway, the Chosen One comes out next.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't last long.
No.
Yes, thanks for coming.
And then we get a late substitution. Alex Riley comes in the match. And then all the while, Wade Barrett took it upon himself to eliminate Nash.
Which everyone booed, even when Mysterio hit him.
Yeah. Then 35 come out, Big Show, and then him and Nash have a stare down. Possible WrestleMania match? Yes or no?
Prelude to something?
Boy, Nash saying, don't make me break your neck again.
Yeah, right.
That's a humor I was going to bring up, that they did have that as their history, so perhaps.
Yeah, as I mentioned on that Russell chat board, Nash has powerbombed the Big Show 2.5 times in his career.
Yeah.
I say the half because of the sold-out botch, but the first two, it was Super Bowl 7 in 1997, and then over in the Germany tour they won in 1997 around May or June that year.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about 150 pounds ago, too.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
So we get Big Zeke out next. And then that son of a bitch picked up Big Show and knocked it out over the rope. Oh, boy.
Zeke is in beast mode right now. I mean, he did it again on SmackDown tonight. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, let's go to 37, and this will come into a factor later.
Yes.
Can you say Cobra?
Can you say I'm hit through the second rope? Now, everyone pay attention. Second rope.
Yes.
Yes. 38, Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
He just takes his sweet old time. Actually, he took the entire minute and a half to get to the damn ring.
But you already know that.
Before he even got to the ring, he was like, oh, I'm prancing suddenly. I am Isis. And then Orton beside him.
Thank you.
And apparently Orton was a late substitution as well, because they were going to bring back Evan Bourne, but they determined he wasn't able to go out there.
Because he's 5'8"?
Yeah.
Somewhere out in the parking lot, Darren Young and Primo are kicking rocks around.
Primo with that little ass for a face right there, ass from a few years ago, yes.
Hold on, Typh, I got to give you this.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. And then finally, number 40 is what they call the most dominant man in Rumble history, Kane.
He won not so dominant last night. No, this past Sunday, I should say.
Not hell so, yeah.
He gets rid of Zeke, but his ass gets gone by Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kept his Rumble streak alive at 13 straight.
The streak, that's what all about, the streak. All right,
Mysterio gets eliminated as well.
And then comes the Cold War orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So after Cena gets eliminated, we're down to final three, or so we thought.
Right.
We'll get to that in a second. This took about 2 minutes, and then finally Barrett and Orton get eliminated, and then everyone thinks Del Rio's won.
But wait!
Wait. There's more! You mentioned
if you act now, you get the food slicer. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh. Now, VRM, you mentioned that Santino went out the second rope. And he comes, Cobra. Hits it.
Boink.
But it didn't matter because Del Rio threw his ass anyway. And there's your winner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I think that's the first time they've ever done that where I had actually forgotten about the person that went under the ropes. Usually the whole time I'm thinking, like, Regal's still out there. So, I mean, when Del Rio won and I saw Santino slide back in, I'm like, I completely forgot about him.
This has got to be the first time. This has got to be the first time since 2005 that a new guy has won the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems about right. I mean, it's been the staid, tried-and-true regulars, and now a relative rookie, literally. is on top of the world, winning the Royal Rumble and with a date with Destiny at WrestleMania.
Which we'll get to in a second. So, real quick, around the table, you guys, your thoughts on the Rumble, how did it play out? We'll start with Jim.
All in all, the Rumble match itself was a great match. I thought the World Heavyweight title match was great. The WWE title match was all right. And wedged in between was about potty break. I understand.
There you go.
Listen, I understand why they put the match there, sort of. I'm still not a fan of that. I mean, you want to build up to the big one, but they built down and then back up. Luckily, the match was a good one. One of the better ones in the last few years, if you ask me.
All right, DRM, your thoughts.
Well, this was sort of my return to wrestling. This was like the first major show that I've watched since SummerSlam.
Damn.
So I have no idea what all the feuds were and everything. I came in halfway through the end on the World Heavyweight title match, and I sort of just watched the WWE Championship. Like, okay, yeah, that was, when then seeing the interference, like, okay, yeah, that was obviously coming. And then I took a potty break.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Booker was one thing, but Nash, that was mark out moment. I was floored by that.
Very good. All right, Typho. Your thoughts?
The Royal Rumble match itself, I did enjoy, but they did use one of my Royal Rumble pet peeves, and that is putting the losers from the world title matches in the Rumble match. I hate when they do that, but they did it anyway. But other than
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed most of it. I could have done without the Cena-Hornswoggle domination for a little while. At least the Nexus part made sense, because going in, that was their goal. Cena Hornswoggle, that made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, in a way it didn't.
I thought both title matches were pretty solid. Divas title match, I don't really understand why you add somebody last minute to it, especially when it's somebody that no one cares about, but it seems like they were setting that up to like pop the crowd, like maybe Beth Phoenix, maybe Kong debuting, but it's Eve Torres. Who got like maybe one person cheering in the crowd?
Yeah, her parents.
That's about right. All right, fourth.
I actually initially didn't catch the Rumble, like didn't actually watch it, and I'd heard a lot of people complaining, so I decided to like sit down and watch it, and it wasn't that bad actually. I thought it could have been paced maybe a little bit better, but that's why people are trying to make this out to be the worst one since '95. It was actually a good Rumble.
Can't put it on par with a Rumble that featured Well Done.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun.
All right, and I got to say, yeah, this was the first wrestling event I've really watched in a good while, like DRM has. Let's see, real quick, WWE title match was pretty good. Sets up Punk versus Orton at Mania, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heavyweight title, you know how that went. Ziggler is going to keep going after it all. The Divas match, yeah, it was a bathroom break. And for me, it was get something to eat at the time.
Yeah.
Rumble match was not as bad as some of the reviews I saw online. I'm like, come on now. But yeah, it was good to see a fresh guy, as Jim alluded to, winning the thing.
They obviously believe in him. Yeah, go
yes.
ahead.
I'll say this. 40 guys, too much. It was too much, in my opinion. The fact
yeah.
they had the patch time, they had the whole thing with Hornswoggle, they had the thing with, like we said, Nexus thing, that was understandable. I would have preferred seeing more of the Nexus versus Core in the actual Rumble itself instead of just the brawl, but yeah, 40 guys... Yeah, that just took... By 35, I was exhausted.
Yeah, especially with the two big surprises.
Well, that let's beg the question. Do you think they stay at 40, or do you think they revert back next year, Carl?
Knowing WWE like I do, they'll keep it as is with this crap.
Mm.
All right.
Anybody else want to opine on that?
Yes.
I think they will try to keep it, but it won't work as smoothly next year, so they'll probably end up having to go back to 30.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know if they keep it or not, because I'm pretty sure the only reason it was just so they could make sure all the Nexus and Core members were in there while still having room to put other people in there that they wanted. So if next year that purpose isn't there, I don't know that they stay with it or not.
Mm.
All right. Okay, Rumble is over with. And we're about to do something that you guys normally don't do on this show. We're going to take a break.
Yes. We have promotional advertisements for you.
Yes.
We should get the old Lord Alfred Hayes thing going. Promotional consideration, pick one, put by the fumbling.
Fruit Stripe gum.
Snickers.
Ico Pro.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta want it.
Guitar jam. Paper jams.
Paper jams. Yes. All right, we'll be back in about less than 2 minutes. When we do, we'll go to Raw, and then we'll go to SmackDown. And a slight mention of Impact, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I can say.
Yes. This is the North America Wrestling Connection on the CLWA3 network, powered by Block Talk Radio. Back in less than 2 minutes.
It's a battle of two storied franchises. Titletown takes on Sixburg. Plus, we look at the latest transactions and coaching hires, all on FFL Live, Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, only on the CLW83 network.
Sunday night is football night on the CLW83 network. Join Carl Chenier and the rest of the BS Big Show gang for pregame and postgame coverage of Super Bowl 45. While Fox is airing presidential interviews and red carpet arrivals, the BS Big Show will be breaking down the X's and O's and the keys to victory for Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Made by football fans for football fans. The BS Big Show Super Bowl Sunday specials. Pregame 5 to kickoff, postgame 10:30 to midnight. Sunday night is football night, only on the CLW83 network. Hi, this is Jim Williams, and you're listening to the CLW83 network.
It's a wonderful trip to your backyard! All right!
And welcome back to the North America Wrestling Connection here on the CLWA3 Network. Carl Schneer here once again with Mr. Jim Williams.
Hello, friends.
VRM.
Back with a vengeance.
Typho.
Everybody.
Fourth.
Good to be here.
Before we get to the next thing, we have a road report.
Uh-oh.
Let's go with Stagger Rob Seidelman.
Hello, everybody. This is Robert Q. Seidelman here with your 1-800 Collect Road Report. We're here in beautiful Zanesville, Ohio, after a decent wrestling show with Nikki Hayman managing Super Oprah and another guy that Nikki Hayman can't even remember, nor can I, even though I videotaped it. We'll be doing more road reporting in the future. Especially on Saturday, we'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana, for a great Nitro party at IPW. And also, I'd like to mention that in Indianapolis, Indiana, they like to root for the Colts. And let's not forget, there are two ends to a Colt logo. And let's be honest, they're the winners, and they're not fours. That is your Way Hunter Collect Road Report. I am Stagger Rob Seidelman. See you next time.
Wow. Very good. Thanks, Rob.
Did I hear a dig at my expense? Cause...
Yes.
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 Congratulations, Forrest. You're a weasel.
I got a bad feeling this one ended.
Lee Marshall is rolling over in his grave, and I don't think he's even dead.
No, he's called me out on Facebook a few times, sadly. Yeah.
Definitely looks better with a mustache than Rob.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to Big Raw time next here. Switching my window here. Okay.
With your iPad, yes.
No. So, we open up with the Rumble winner, with Ricardo Rodriguez.
But you already recovered. Done that.
We still didn't recover from that, the end of the Rumble winner.
Yeah, he popped his cherry in his voice, apparently.
So, apparently, this was to determine the Mania match he was going to face. So, out comes both Miz and Edge. A little bit of talking goes on, and then it's set. Del Rio, Edge, Mania 27, World Heavyweight Title.
Mm-hmm.
ECW champion Ezekiel Jackson, not present.
There you go.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
Yeah, well. If only they kept the title active for a little while longer.
Yes, the stainless steel black belt. Though.
But now, this sets up a little bit here because, unlike the last couple of years for the Elimination Chamber match, they're doing it just a little bit different for the Raw side here. We have our first Raw Rumble match. The winner faces the champion at the Elimination Chamber in a regular match. The other six will be in the Elimination Chamber itself to face champion at WrestleMania. So the email comes on yet again.
Da-ding.
He announces Orton, Punk, Morrison, R-Truth, Sheamus, Cena, and The King.
Ah, yes.
And we get Cole's whining and complaining. Me. He needs to deserve this. He needs to be still a commentator.
Yes, and he needs to grow a pair and, try to fight, but he won't do that until Mania, possibly.
Yeah, we'll send our MMA expert to kick his ass later. Don't worry.
Oh, Jeff Jarrett, good.
And we need to get to that in a bit, too, because don't forget we have...
Yeah, we will. After we do this. Okay, and then we have a Gladiators tag team title match. I hate those belts, for the record.
They should go back to the... They should go back to the Attitude Era / SmackDown style belt.
Yeah, I agree.
All about moving merch.
Just that tag title.
I'd rather they still be carrying around both sets of tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Must be a bitch in customs.
Okay, so Kozlov and Santino face a team from the New Nexus, and they're still pushing the hell out of Kozlov and Santino.
The best comedy duo since Abbott and Costello.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. And then we get Angry Face.
Angry Face.
And then we get to the corner, like he's about to punt. And he does.
Da-da-da-da-da. Charge.
Punt.
Austin Harris gets punted in the head.
And what an ugly looking head it is. Oh.
Yes. Let's see, next. Ted DiBiase, Maurice, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, who cares about that? But we get a very nice argument for Jerry the King Lawler versus Cole.
Mm-hmm.
But then, guys, we get probably a big surprise upcoming.
Oh.
Did you see the promo with the Rainey a person walking around in a brain.
221-11.
Oh, gee, yeah. Doesn't that remind you of a certain promo a certain Atlanta-based company did in, 1997?
Reminds me a little bit of some pre-Starcade stuff.
Yeah.
It's a 14-year-old, so it's good.
And
yeah, I mean, is it a given, do you think, that it's going to be Sting? I mean, he hasn't officially signed.
I'll tell you what, it must be so big because they played it twice that night.
The thing is, knowing the company that's doing it, you've just pretty much got to assume it's going to be the most disappointing possibility there is.
The Undertaker.
Yeah. You don't see Taker promos with Rain. I don't know.
And the guy in the promo there seems to be moving a little too fast to be the Undertaker.
That's true, too. But
are usually slower.
Yes. But remember, the Undertaker has been reinvented so many times, he could be the faster, ultralight Yahoo Mike Henning.
He's got warrior speed now. He comes running to the ring.
Ripping the ropes off of him.
And then he wrestles like him. Good Lord. Botches everywhere.
They might have to light him on fire every time he comes out, because I think that's the only way to get him to run. But
Garrison's that, too, so yes.
All right, let's see. Then we get a Daniel Bryan versus Tyson Kidd match that lasted maybe 2 minutes.
Featuring jobber entrances.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
And more Cole whining.
He's a door.
And then
the Bella Twins on commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Gail Kim, his new love interest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's kinky.
Yes. And then we get a champion versus champion match with a very nice graphic they put up for it.
Oosh.
Unfortunately, this didn't last but maybe 5-6 minutes or something. Not sure. At least on TV. So, and then all of a sudden we hear this magical voice. You can do it!
Bob Schneider signed WWE.
Hey, if this is a company that in its quote unquote history it could have David Arquette be a champion in all technicality, yes, WCW, but still, you know, some of the they could make Rob Schneider a champion. Why not? No,
and
but John Cena,
Waterboy for the first time. Later in the day, he asked where they could find that Captain Insano fellow.
Oh my God. So, yes, John Cena is hanging with the crowd in the concession stand, yes.
Mm-hmm. And just about in the same area that Orton was during the early part of the show.
Yes.
I thought it was across the way.
Yeah, because he was camera side, wasn't he?
Yeah, Fort was he.
Orton went behind the camera side. Cena was in front of the camera.
Okay.
Right.
All right. We'll get your thoughts on the live experience after. All right?
All right.
More cold bullshit, and then we get to the, excuse me?
Oh, mama.
Moment of the night.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 bullshit, and then finally we get the Divas tag. With Blake Cool getting revenge. Bah, who cares?
Yeah, really.
And then we get to the main event of the almost to the main event of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we have a dance off.
When Rikishi tweets and says, "What the hell's going on?" You know something's wrong.
Undertaker has a message to WWE for that one.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Exactly. Meanwhile, Matt Stryker was marking out over it again while he was backstage and burned home.
I gotta see, what in the fuck was
I'm trying to get him to play the sound, obviously, but it's not working. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Please do it!
No, not that one, the other one. You don't have the other one up?
I thought I did, but apparently you're not in time.
Oh, you bastard. Oh, well.
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
I'm kidding.
So, after that shit, we get that promo yet again.
2011.
We have the Royal Rumble match.
Indeed.
So they do this Rumble style with the graphic on the left, on the top right corner, a la Royal Rumble.
Countdown clock.
With Morrison coming out first, then Sheamus. They fight for 2 minutes. Cena next, then Punk. R-Truth, number 5. When Lawler comes out, number 6. And then Randy Orton. And then he has to go under the ring and grab Punk.
And we got to see more of the antics of Superman John Morrison.
That was more like Spider-Man than Superman.
Well, Spider-Man, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we'll say it again. For those who didn't catch that Rumble, he flew out the ring. He landed on the railing without touching the ground. He got on top, and he somehow jumped on the stairs.
How can he not break a knee in any, how he not didn't, you know, hyperextend himself in some way, even just jumping to the steps is beyond me.
And he found time to kick Regal in the face on his way back.
That's just like Mysterio walking over people long ago to get back to the ring. So we have the usual eliminations, blah, blah, blah. Then finally we get down to Waller, Cena, and Sheamus. A little interesting face-off with Cena and Waller for a second, and Sheamus kicks his ass out of the ring, and then finally, Waller throws Sheamus to the rope, and Cena holds it down, and then there you go, pop of the night. Waller wins the Rumble match.
You cold bitch.
He's not going to WrestleMania. No freaking way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Colin. Yeah, this ended with Michael Cole continuing to ramble on like a dumbass. All right,
now, Fourth, what happened afterwards, dark match afterwards?
There wasn't really so much a dark match, so much as a confrontation. Basically, Lawler said that he wanted to thank the fans, and he wished that they could all come to the ring, but he couldn't allow that. But he extended the invitation to Miz, who then started to talk trash, and then when he was about to slug Lawler blocked it. Then punched both Miz and Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lawler thanked the fans one more time and just walked out of the ring.
What was the match beforehand?
Beforehand, when they went to commercial, Morrison, in a very peachy manner, called Sheamus number 2, saying how he looked like number 2 and smelled like number 2. So Sheamus just ran right to the back, angered at the whole deal, so he could come back out.
I think he probably had to go number 2 because he was, like, you know, clenching his cheeks together because, you know, then Morrison reminded him, like, oh, crap, oh, God, a fella, you shouldn't mess with that fella. And he queefed.
Jeez.
Yes, I'm always trying to class this joint up, you know that.
Yes, you are.
Anyway.
All right. Before we get to SmackDown, Mr. VRM has this MMA report.
Yes! UFC 126 tomorrow night, and the question on everybody's lips. Can someone finally fucking beat Anderson Silva? Middleweight championship on the line tomorrow night. Anderson Silva versus the returning Vitor Belfort. Belfort 9-8, coming off of a win over Rich Franklin back at UFC 103. They played at they fought at a catch weight, 195 pounds, and it ended up winning Belfort the knockout of the night honors. Anderson Silva, of course, undefeated. In UFC, with his last win over Chael Sonnen in the 5th round. So people starting to starting to really question Anderson Silva as he gets ready to defend his middleweight title again. Also on the card, on the main card, Miguel Torres versus Antonio Banuelos, John Jones versus Ryan Bader, Jake Ellenberger versus Carlos Eduardo Roca, and the co-main event, light heavyweight bout between Forrest Griffin and Rich Franklin. Also, there will be preliminary bouts on Spike TV and on Facebook. Facebook will feature Norifumi Yamamoto versus Demetrius Johnson, and on Spike TV, Chad Mendez versus Michihiro Omagawa, and Donald Cerrone versus Paul Kelly. I have no idea what time the Facebook stream starts at. The Spike feed will start at 9 Eastern, and with the main card getting underway at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, on pay-per-view.
May I beg a quick question away from UFC for a second to our MMA specialist here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. Herschel Walker, the ageless wonder, seemingly. Is he good or bad for Strikeforce at this point, considering he's won his first couple of matches? I think he won this past week as well.
Hold on for a second. I haven't been really paying attention to UFC and everything too much, so I need to get to Herschel Walker's page.
Okay. Oh, no, it's not the UFC thing, it's the Strike Force.
I know Strike Force is not UFC, but like I said, I haven't been watching much of anything lately.
I understand.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's trying to revive his career at 47, 48, and people are saying he might be, well, of course, they're hyping him as the next real thing, and I'm kind of questioning that, but he's in great shape. I got to give him that.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to throw a curveball, but just curious, because you would know more about MMA than I probably.
I haven't watched either of his fights, so I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I know he's won his fights.
Wants to make an NFL comeback, too.
Yeah, don't get started there.
Okay, so we've had our MMA recap. Typho, a certain wrestling promotion that you're very into got a new TV deal, I believe, yes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, brother.
I believe
this could be
yes,
one
no.
of two things. I'm gonna assume you'd be talking about Wrestlicious.
Yeah.
Run away.
If you may allow me to be sarcastic, how is the promotion to last without its superstar Lacey Von Erich?
Just got the remaining superstars there. They've just got to band together, fight the good fight, push forward.
That's when you miss her brain boobs.
You never know. Mm. I mean, you got Grace now added on, like Sojourner Bold, Lena Yada. Right? Mm. They got the horses to pull them on.
And for Jen, yeah. Yes, they're good to bet on. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Yes, I said it. All right. A quick TNA Impact. Yeah. Whatever.
They're here,
and it's Fortune versus Bischoff's My Ass team. All right, moving on to SmackDown. Sorry, I had to go for that. Yeah, I know. So we get to tonight's edition of SmackDown. They introduced Booker as their new commentator, who I thought was pretty damn good.
And
I guess they wanted to find someone to... Clash with Cole.
Yeah, I guess, but I certainly hope Stryker's still in the fold, maybe for Raw or something, but he's got to grow on me. The voice grates on me a little bit, but he's not bad. He's a little green, but not bad. Give him some time.
Yeah, Stryker called this his...
It's a mark-out moment! A mark-out, bro!
Thank you! There we go.
Because he did a spin-a-rooney in his street clothes in the ring. Before going to the table.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe add JBL to the booth, too.
Yes. So after that, we get the Vicky Dolph Kelly thing. Kelly Kelly gave little Vicky a good old fashioned smacking. Boom.
I like pink.
Of course, Vicky called her little Barbie, which technically it's a little bit of a rib because her first real name is Barbie.
Maybe a little kayfabe breaking.
Yeah.
Does that mean that her mind is blank?
Well. Excuse me.
So we get that set up. The match is set for a mixed tag handicap match.
Hey, some call it handicapped, I call it handicapable. Continue.
Yes. Well, heavyweight title on the line. If Edge is pinned it, or if Kelly Kelly pinned it anyway, Dolph would win the belt. It would be them two against Ziggler and Le Cool later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to the Santino and Kozlov thing because they appear yet again, this time against core members.
Yep, but Gabriel and Wendy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was not entitled, but this time, good old 450 Splash got hit. I think it was Kozlov who took the brunt of that, I'm sure.
Yes.
So I guess they'll set that up with Gabriel and Slayer versus them two at some point.
Might make them number one contenders after that win. Maybe they can actually earn a title for once. Ooh, come on, I'm sorry.
They edged out the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not hard to do this day. You still want the Dude Busters, don't you? You're still begging for them.
Yes. And then we get the qualifying matches for the Elimination Chamber set up.
Yes.
Real quick, we'll go through them all since we only got a couple minutes left live here.
Mm-hmm.
McIntyre defeated Kofi there in the first one.
He was chosen to do that.
Then Cole has the Cody Rhodes update. Who cares?
Getting emotional.
Reconstructive surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I need a grooming tip.
Yeah.
You went through bridal path, Flashy.
How to shave your ass in 60 seconds or less.
I prefer a cucumber melon shaving cream.
Oh, jeez. Let's see. The second qualifying match, Mysterio beat Jack Swagger to earn the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, we get a little backstage... go to backstage with Edge and Kelly Kelly for a couple of seconds there, and then we get back. Alberto Del Rio comes back out yet again.
But you already knew that.
Mm-hmm. He takes Hornswoggle in the ring. That damn pinata that he had hanging over the ring comes down.
And so did Alberto Del Rio's balls to a shot from Hornswoggle.
All that was missing was Ed Ferrara on commentary.
Pinata!
Yeah. So, Swaggle took a bump, pretty much.
Yes.
I enjoyed Del Rio's kick, though.
And then finally we get a squash match, Kane over Chavo. Beforehand, Booker T announced he'll be on Tough Enough upcoming.
Yeah, how many times have we seen Kane Chavo matches before? That's original.
Only in our nightmares, yes.
Let's
but Chavo is a face.
Yes. Big show against Wade Barrett. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, my nightmares involved me on a road trip with Rob and no radio.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know.
So we get Barrett over Big Show, and then yet again, Zeke picks his big ass up and slams him.
Oh, he's not using anything.
And then he gets on like, the end has come. It has awakened against you. Whatever the fuck that means.
As long as we don't hear references to Big Show dying 3 days from now, I'm cool.
Oh, God.
And finally, the main event, Edge and Kelly Kelly versus Ziggler and Le Cool. The match ended with a spear by Kelly Kelly, of all people, on McCool, I believe.
And for her trouble...
Yeah! fired.
Yeah, she'll be back on Raw. It'll be all good.
Yeah. If she got the pin in the match, I now determine that Kelly Kelly is uncrowned World Heavyweight Champion.
And now, and with that, we turn to real sports, and we'll see you at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. So we end that. We get off live air. We'll go in a couple of minutes in the archives. We'll get these three gentlemen's Super Bowl picks real quick.
Actually, I'll be, I'll join you guys on Sunday, so you won't have to.
Okay,
oh, yeah?
Cool. Let me beg a quick question with you guys. There's a three-week period between the Rumble and Elimination Chamber. Too little time, right amount of time, or not enough? Well, I don't think it's not enough time is going to be an option, but too little time or just enough time to build it up properly, guys?
Probably one more week would suffice it better. One more week. Mm-hmm. That way you put the chamber directly between Rumble and
I'm half tempted to push it into the first week of March, to be quite honest. I mean, where they put the Rumble so late in the month this year, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I always feel like after No Way Out or the Elimination Chamber or whatever, that there's too much time between pay-per-views until WrestleMania. And if they actually use that time well in building to all the matches for WrestleMania, it'd be fine, but they don't. So I don't get the point. But still wait until like the last 2 weeks before Mania to actually full force build to the matches.
Right.
Like last year, how long was it? A week or two before that they actually finally made Bret Hart, Vince McMahon an official match for WrestleMania?
Yeah, pretty much.
They could have been using all that time to do it, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's probably just the right amount of time to at least get some of the WrestleMania build-up, too little time for itself as its own pay-per-view.
I figure it's too little time because they treat it like a side pay-per-view, when really the Elimination Chamber, if done right, can be quite the match in and of itself. But it's like an afterthought after the Rumble. It's like, you know, a little pebble between two big boulders, and that's a shame.
Especially how they booked the Raw one this year. It's like, okay, we got seven guys here. You six losers, you're in the Elimination Chamber. Congratulations.
That was just lazy booking right there.
Yeah. And this will set up Waller to finally have a WrestleMania match somehow.
Also, interesting stat from my sources. This is the first pay-per-view since 2008 that won't have a Cena or Orton world title match.
Damn.
And the world is a better place for that.
Because they're both in the number one contender chamber.
Yes. Alrighty, guys.
So, obviously there was a mistake in creative somewhere. Somebody will suffer for this.
So, now we go to direct attention to
Super
Bowl.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes. Typhoon, who are you picking?
Pittsburgh.
All right, four. If you got a pick,
I'm going with Green Bay.
All right, and VRM, you said you're going to join us Sunday.
I will join you on Sunday since my show decided not to schedule itself this week.
All right.
Which
cool.
I'm sure Fourth and Edge were kind of annoyed at. Because I told Edge that there was going to be a show.
All right. Well, glad to have you aboard, of course. Mm-hmm. All righty, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Rob Seidelman for calling in with the 1-800-CALL, 1-800-COLLECT-ROAD-REPORT from Zanesville, Ohio. Stagger Rob Seidelman.
Yes. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, VRM, Typho, and Forth.
You've all done very swell. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. I'll see you guys.
All right. I think you will be back next week with whoever she decides to have on.
Good night, and big balls.
Good night.
Night.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
For VRM, Typho, Forth, and Jim Williams, I'm Carl Chenier. Thanks for listening to the North America Wrestling Connection on the CLWA3 Network. Same time next Friday night with Nikki Haman. Good night, everybody. This has been a production of the CLWA3 Network. For more information, here's a couple of ways to get involved with this. Go to CLWA3.com for more information. Visit us on Facebook, with our Facebook page. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/CLWA3Network. And of course, the Blog Talk Radio page, blogtalkradio.com/CLWA3Network. Tomorrow night, it's FFL Live at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Then Sunday is the BS Big Show's Super Bowl 45 special, pregame and postgame. Have a good night, everybody.